Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Calls me to this passage, and I
Isla, you live.
Okay, well, welcome, everybody. Thank you, Nathan. Welcome, everybody, to the show tonight. And let me say this before we go any further. This is our last show for 2015. We will start next year out in just a few days with our show next Tuesday in 2016. And we're looking forward to many wonderful things happening in 2016, the advancement of the work that Dr. Alali is doing with the Nano Biobalancer, and with the children she's been working with who are in test trials with the Nano Biobalancers for seizures. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, but let me put out a disclaimer out that this show is not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose any problems that anyone may have, but strictly for educational purposes. So we look forward to the information that we're going to receive tonight. And like I said, our last show of the year of 2015, and we're going to start out next week with a big bang for 2016, a whole year of broadcasting and information to send out to the communities that we may help our communities grow. Dr. Alali, without any further ado, we'd like to welcome you to the show and our guests from Canada, Mario and Ron, and our show host, Nathan, Blog Talk Radio. Congratulations to us all and everybody, and it's been a wonderful journey. Dr. Alali.
Good evening, everyone. I want to thank everybody for interrupting their holiday evening to be on the show tonight. And we are always excited to have our Canadian family on live with us all the way from Montreal, Canada. And I just want to kind of end friends and put them on the spot tonight. Rod and Mario, if I was to say Happy New Year in French, how would that sound?
You would say...
Bonne année.
Say it again.
Just
good year.
Bonne année.
Bonne année?
Bonne année. Bonne année. Feminine. Bonne année.
Bonne année.
Bonne année.
Okay, so...
Yeah, bonne année to you all.
Bonne année to everyone. Happy New Year. Happy 2016. You know, as we reflect over 2015, we can certainly proclaim that it has been a year of uncanny miracles. There has been miracle after miracle that has been reported from all over the United States, across Montreal, the province of Quebec, and people have continued to share their many miracles. I talked to a gentleman today who was in a community where a tornado went through, and it leveled one of the major dairy farmers. It leveled the whole farm, and 6,000 cattle were lost in this tornado, and it really set the farmer all the way down. We were getting ready to do his farm in Michigan, and the gentleman was saying how he was so debilitated with arthritis that he had worn the Nano Biobalancers in his shoes and got relief, and he was able to be mobile. And then he met a woman at his church that had crippling, debilitating arthritis, who was just riddled with pain and couldn't get any relief. And so he called me to say, Dr. Alali, I have to get some more of the Nano Biobalancers because I gave mine to someone who was suffering more than I had. And I have enjoyed months of being pain-free from this arthritic pain. And I just couldn't bear to see her suffer the journey that I had already come through. So he said, please put mine in the mail, express to me. And I got to thinking about that. How many people this year have shared with us their testimony? How many people have said that very thing, that I had arthritic pain, we had, and just reflecting over the year, we had Angela all the way from Puerto Rico, who talked on the show about her testimony, how she was riddled with pain for more than 8 years She would cry out in the night with arthritic pain. And she had brought our team. Her family flew our team to Puerto Rico to retrofit her home. And literally, within 2 hours, she became pain-free. In fact, we were there for about 3 hours. By the time we left, she was able to go up and down the steps pain-free. And we were able to reduce the static radiation in her home and able to reduce the levels from well over 800 down to below 30. So these are the kind of miracles that are happening. We've heard the uncanny miracles of children who have suffered from rare seizure disorders. One little girl having 1,500 minutes of seizures per week. Another child having well over 5,000 minutes of seizures per week. In fact, she's among 100 children in the world, Miss Destiny. We heard from her from North Carolina. And then we heard from the family in Las Vegas whose child was having 28 to 30 seizures per day. And these children and their testimonies has literally sparked what we are calling Seizure Talk Radio. And we've dedicated 30 minutes. So in this year, we have looked at the problems that our toxic environments are causing. And from 9 o'clock to 9:30, we've designated this time frame to talk about Seizure Talk Radio. And if you're listening in for the first time, we welcome you to share. If you have any comments that you want to share, we do welcome you to share them. But Seizure Talk Radio began because we had one little girl in Cincinnati who could not walk, she could not talk, she could not learn, and I was at the Trump Tower of Chicago celebrating the retrofitting of one of the penthouses there, the home of an engineer who taught me many things about the nanobiobalancer, one, that it would help to correct magnetic polarity. And we were celebrating the retrofitting of their penthouse, and I met a lady called the Angel Lady. And she said, "Doc, there's a little girl, and I believe that your technology may help her. I'm not for sure." But because she cared to be concerned, I just was just inspired to stop by and see this little girl on my way back to my office at that time in Wilmington, Ohio. And that encounter sparked a miracle. This little girl's mother was inspired to use the nanotechnology that we use to retrofit cell phones. She was just inspired to put it on her daughter in the middle of a seizure, and it stopped it immediately. And that has created a groundswell of interest and a groundswell of concern and a groundswell of support and a groundswell of an eye-opening experience, because even though I've been a nurse for 40 years, I've been at the spectrum of home care and obstetric care and coronary care and intensive care. I've not been at the spectrum of neurology where seizures are managed. And so I had no idea that seizures, the whole spectrum window of seizures, is almost neck to neck and toe to toe with autism, that they're saying that we're in the very near future, 1 in 26 people will have a seizure disorder. They're saying that children are dying rapidly, sudden death syndrome from seizures. And because so many moms have been reporting these miraculous events with their children, they're stopping seizures using this nanotechnology. What's exciting for me, leaving 2015 going into 2016, is that we've been trying to get to clinical trials for the last 2.5 years, and to no avail. We couldn't find the window in. We couldn't find the door in. But it's exciting to note that when Destiny's mom was able to get to the Don Hunter in Charlotte, North Carolina, the naturopath down there who prayed and asked God, was the nanobio balancer, was the nanos, which is the trade name for another technology, a resource for Destiny? And the answer was yes. It has inspired great interest in Destiny's medical doctors who have now put the technology into her protocol and are evaluating her progress. And that is like huge, huge, huge. That is worthy of a grand celebration as Destiny continues to journey and her family continues to share with us how successful she is being. I did have a chance to talk to her mom over the holidays. She said this is like the best Christmas, the best holiday, just having her child seizure-free and able to enjoy, have enough energy and endurance to enjoy the festivities, you know, of the holiday. That has been so encouraging to me and uplifting to me. And I've just been overflowing with joy listening to all the testimonies that are forthcoming. And so we're leaping into 2006 with an attitude of gratitude, with an attitude of caring and concern. And we have a special event coming up this Saturday because we're going to start having, you know, video webinars on how to engage the solution. And this Saturday at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a video webinar on retrofitting your bedroom. I want to show people who the dangers of the wall behind the bed. And you'll be able to take a class on how can you retrofit your bedroom. How can you change your sheets so that even the chemicals from your sheets are conducive to supporting your health? Because certain fabrications, you need to know how to test yourself with the fabric in your sheets to make sure the fabric is not decreasing your energy. You need to know how to test the wall behind the bed to make sure that the electroradiation, the electromagnetic frequency, the static radiation coming from your electrical current, however you want to say it, is not high enough to cause your bed springs, your box springs, to become energized and therefore create an imbalance in your body. And so we're going to be talking about bedroom safety. It's a workshop. It's only $10. It's limited because we only want to work with 10 families, 10 groups at a time in our cloud theater. We have the capacity to work with about 25 groups in the window, but we only like to work with 10 because we make it very interactive. We actually show you how to do the two-finger test, the test for imbalance, and we're going to be in a bedroom, so we're going to be showing you exactly where the hot spots are in a bedroom and how you can use basic applied skills and kinetics to test from energy loss to your muscle and energy loss to your nerves. We got to do life better. It's enough to talk about the problem, but we want to focus on talking about a solution and not only just talking about it, but demonstrating how you can know if your bedroom is safe. People need to know that if you're laying down in your bed and you do not have a retrofitted bedroom, that you are potentially at risk for injury. You're at risk for injury from the electromagnetic currents that could be high in your bedrooms. We see, and we're hearing about so many people having seizures. And it's amazing, bedrooms, people who've never had seizures before, all of a sudden they're waking up in the middle of the night with a seizure. Well, the World Health Organization is talking about how high electrical currents, high electromagnetic frequencies can cause seizures. We need to see how that translates. And we need to see how we can be concerned about our neighbor, how we can educate people in our churches and in our civic organizations, in our schools and in our workplaces, of how the electrical currents have now been identified as a potential source of seizures. We can do this. As we look at the Epileptic Foundation that's located just outside of Washington, D.C., and all of the work that they're doing, we want to give a shout-out again to Patricia Johnson for all the work that she's doing to empower families, to help families, because families are suffering. I got a phone call last week about a pastor in California who is making an appeal on television because his child has a seizure disorder and they cannot seem to get it medically managed. And as we reflect back on just a few years ago, John Travolta lost his son in the Bahama Islands during Christmas vacation or holiday vacation due to a seizure disorder, and he had a seizure and hit his head on the bathtub and died. And it became highly controversial and highly publicized because he was out of the country and there were a lot of questions around the activities of how this child died, and it was later learned he died from a seizure, fell and hit his head. So I'm going to open the line to see if anybody has anything they want to say around this seizure talk radio and sharing about the seizures. We've heard from so many different people, and we were so blessed. Again, I want to give a shout-out to Sue Storm, who is the angel lady from Chicago, who got this whole thing kind of rolling as far as seizures are concerned, because she became concerned about Morgan's seizures and asked me to stop by, and a whole revolution has started. The lines are open now if anybody wants to share on seizure disorders and their commitment to educating their community, and so we can help save other children. Anybody have any comments they want to share? If not, I want to thank everybody who has worked to help us educate, all of the doctors that have been on this show over the course of the last 6 months, from Dr. Ma'at out of the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. She's a renowned practitioner, health practitioner, educating about obesity and very concerned about the environmental health and all this EMF radiation. To Dr. Al from Harvard University, a neurologist, sharing his interest in clinical trials for patients with seizures. We want to thank Dr. Bianca Smithy-Incas out of Washington, D.C., for all her efforts to help us get the word out and to help us with public policy, understanding how public policy is changing to accommodate the fact that people are now electrosensitive to electronics, to electrical devices. And along that same note, if you go to FedEx, look on their new keyboards. If you go to FedEx office, look on their new keyboards. Their systems are from Hewlett-Packard, and Hewlett-Packard has also put out a keyboard health warning label. Look it up on Google. You can see it. FedEx has all their computers at the FedEx center that I was at. Now, they said they just got new keyboards, and every single one of them had the new health warning label, teaching people that keyboards can cause serious disorders. We now see that at this Christmas holiday, with all of you that got Wii games for Christmas, the gaming equipment that allows you to have interactive play, we now put the health warning label saying that their gaming equipment can cause seizures, especially to people to children who already have brain injuries. So the message is moving forward. The message is getting louder. We're getting more support for public safety and safety in the use of these electronics and wireless equipment. And so the campaign has to go forward. It has to go forward because every single one of us listening in tonight, every single one of you, your grandchildren, your children, your neighbor, your dogs, your pets, are at risk for developing a seizure disorder. Yes, animals are getting seizures too. And so now that we know to do better, we have to do better. Now that we understand that high levels of electromagnetic frequency can cause seizures, we have to begin to know our numbers. We must know our numbers, and we must retrofit our homes to reduce those numbers. And we can look back over 2015 and see that every single home of a family that had a child with seizures, and we retrofitted that house and brought numbers down from, you know, 700, you know, to 1,200, and 700 for Destiny, 700 to 600, and for the other child, Haley, her numbers were 700 to 900. Everybody's numbers are now down under 30. When we reduced those numbers and we retrofitted them with biobalancers, they became stabilized and seizure reduced or completely seizure free. And we can celebrate with all these children because Morgan is now in 10 minutes of seizures in the entire week. She's down from 1,500 minutes of seizures a week now to less than 10 minutes. And actually her mom said last time I talked to her, she's probably less than 3 minutes. She's been even lower. Her seizures are now 2 to 5 seconds instead of 5 to 10 minutes. And Haley has been seizure-free. Her mom says she's only had like one or two seizures in the last 3 years. Her anniversary is in March. She will be 3 years with mostly seizure-free. I don't think she's had a seizure this year. And we celebrate with Destiny, who only has a seizure when her biobalancer, her nanos, falls off. And so we're excited that all these parents have learned how to test the children so that they can manipulate these flat battery nano biobalancer systems when the children's energy, when they need more bioharmonics, they wear three. When they need less, they wear two or even one. So we celebrate these miracles of 2015. As we go into 2016, it's going to be a bigger year, a more exciting year. I'm excited about the activities that are developing, more doctors becoming aware and getting involved. And I salute Blue Shield, who has officially released a protocol for managing idiopathic environmental illnesses that recognize electromagnetic hypersensitivity as an environmental illness. And we're excited about the ICD-9 codes, reactive angiitis, that indicates that electrical current can cause swelling of the blood vessels. So we now have some clinical indicators, some diagnostic codes that reference sustained exposure to electromagnetic frequencies as a probable source of cell injury called the reactive vasculitis, inflammation of vessels, and inflammation of capillaries. And we now know, it is now well defined and documented, that these high levels of EMF can cause, and with sustained assault, can cause numerous injuries and illnesses, diabetes, heart disease, retinal bleeding, macular inflammation, restless leg syndrome, fibromyalgia, irregular heartbeat, and rapid heart rate. It can cause ventricular fibrillation, and so that is what happens, precedes a heart attack. So now that we know better, we celebrate. Even the pastor from Hawaii, Pastor Connor May, who was on the show, talking about how God inspired him to get his nano flat battery bioharmonizer out of his cell phone, dip it in water, and put it on his chest to stop his rapid heart rate. He was on the show sharing his testimony. So we have so many things to reflect back on in 2015. We have the strength and the love of Nathan and Ida, who had the vision that our voice needed to be louder and stronger and further reaching, who lifted us from a conference called Blog Talk Radio and who labor every week to make sure that the infrastructure is in place for us to be able to connect the world. And we are just ecstatic. Who would ever think that our voices would reach into Canada and to touch Rod, who is a natural science plant nanophysiologist who's been studying the effects of nano energy on plants and water and lakes. And it's exciting to hear some of the results that he's gotten, who's carried it into his community, who's become an angel of light and mercy. And to Mario, who had the audacity to get in the face of a cow and say, you know what, I think this nano biobalancer will help you. He went to the farmer. He said, I think we can do health better for cows on the farm, and invited me to engage one of the most exciting moments of my life, watching a jumbo carousel robotics, you know, a robot that's milking 12 cows every 15 minutes on this megaplex of a farm way up in the icicle land of Canada. And I had the nerve to be up there when I was still coming up out of that stroke on a walker. I was on a walker in snow that was at least 2.5 feet deep and 37 degrees below zero, and we were in a snow and ice storm while we were up there. But I am so grateful to the engineering team that brought us through. So if we have no more comments about seizures on Seizure Talk Radio or celebrating the testimonies that we've heard that's been so miraculous, and I'm just pleased to hear I got a chance to step in on Miss LaTanya Reynolds and her daughter Satira right before the holidays. I couldn't believe what I saw. A child that is seizure-free. Her mother says she only if she experiences a seizure, it's only when she's out of their house. And her parents have mastered manipulating those nanos on her, because they have to adjust her frequency every day. They have to test her energy and see which level of harmonics she needs. Some days she wears 2, some days she wears 3, some days she doesn't need any at all. But this young lady looked totally reformed, totally restored. And they said it's just been amazing how her language is coming back and how she's how she dialogues now in conversation, and all the things that are restoring to her because they're able to manage, number one, the indoor radiation, the electromagnetic frequency radiation. We were able to reduce it to over 1,000 in their unit, down to, I believe, it's somewhere between 17 and 27. So we have documented and proven, and I'm so excited that in this year, we were able to interface with the technology from NASA, the space industry. They helped us quantify these measurements. So now we can have some definitive diagnostics for people to go to their doctors. These MyoVision machines that were engineered in part at NASA that are used on astronauts are available in medical practices across the United States. And we are encouraging people to call your doctor, find out if they have this electromagnetic quantifying machine, and take your biobalancer, take your nanos, take your flat batteries to the doctor. Have him to measure your electromagnetic dynamics and see. Put the flat battery on. See how effective it works. It will totally blow you away at how rapidly it works to balance the body. Two great things the nanotechnology does. It blocks the body from absorbing EMF radiation, and it helps to balance your body, because when the body is balanced, it will heal itself. Any comments? Anybody wants to share anything on the radio? If not, we're going to move into the second half of our show. And, you know, I got called on Rod because I haven't talked to him in almost a week. And he always has something exciting to share from Canada, he and Mario. And so I want to kind of yield to them and say, what's happening in Canada? besides it being cold and having snow up there.
Oh, we got a lot of snow this day. We got about 18 inches of snow.
18 inches of snow? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But that's okay.
Did the lake freeze? Has your lake freeze? Has your lake frozen yet?
Not entirely.
Okay.
El Nino is the critter behind it. But,
so I know life does not come to a screeching halt in Canada with 18 inches of snow. That's like another day for you guys, whereas in some U.S. cities in America, you know, everything shuts down, schools, work, jobs.
Well, I feel bad for Texas over the past weekend, believe me.
Oh, absolutely, all the flooding.
Oh, and the tornadoes, too.
Yes.
They got hit hard. The only thing I've got to add, Dr. A, is I managed to speak to Francine about 2-3 minutes, and she did finally get her cycle, but she didn't have any of the symptoms that she would always have. She woke up and she realized that her cycle was there. And the only thing that one can attribute to it is the fact that her house was harmonized.
Wow.
So,
well, you know, as we said, when you balance the environment, the body can heal, the body can balance, and the body can be pain-free. And I really, I think it's just so admirable of you to be concerned about somebody who was suffering, and, I mean, to the point she was completely debilitated. She was bedbound. You know, a lot of women have these painful menstrual cycles. In fact, two of the mothers of the children with seizures shared that their daughters' cycles were very, very painful, and that's one of the blessings that they found in having them wear these nano technologies, because they were pain-free. And pain reduced, and they did not have the debilitating pain that made them have seizures continuously. Because if you remember, the testimony was for Satara that she would seize continuously and had to be in bed for 3 days. And that for Destiny, she would seize continuously on day one and have to be in bed all day. And neither of them have had any of that activity. They have not had to be in bed during their cycles. And so, you know, that's another area of clinical research, clinical investigation. And so we move forward in 2016 with the hope that we will be able to gain additional partnerships with doctors and hospitals that will continue to investigate and document and validate and clarify, you know, treatment modalities that can be implemented for these nanobiobalances to go forward. Again, the nanotechnology is a natural frequency. It's just an energy medium. It is a flat battery. It's just a material that's been infused and interwoven with energies, with frequencies that interlock, and that's what makes it so effective. That's the intellectual property of it, and that's why I tell people, because we put it in the fabric, we treat the fabric, we lock it in the fabric, you know, who cares if the design goes someplace? Some people sweat it off because they're running with these things in their shoes. Other people, you know, they say, Dr. Long, the thing went in the wash machine, and now it's as clear as day. You know, does it work? And I said, absolutely, yes. Muscle test it and see, you know, how much energy it's in it. We sent one of them through the laundry and through the dryer twice, and it lasted, believe it or not, 18 months. It didn't die for 18 months. And so I tell people the big X factor is if you have your nanobio balancer and it ends up in the wash machine or it ends up without a design, it is not finished. It's not over. In fact, we went to a home today. The house just tickles me. The whole family tickles me because you know, the husband is a mechanical engineer, and he really didn't believe because he said, none of this is in my textbook, and I don't know how to put my mind around it. And but because the wife was on oxygen, and she was rapidly deteriorating. I mean, they basically said to her, she had no strength, no energy, and she begged the husband. She said, I know this sounds crazy. I know it doesn't look like anything that you've ever seen. You know, these nanotechnologies that insulate our house, these little squares, you know, that block radiation from absorbing in our bed and in areas of our house, and we wear them and it blocks us. But 3 years ago, she was on oxygen 24 hours a day, and the cat had hypersensitivity. And today, when we went to do her annual filter change, she said to me, Dr. Lally, I have been off of oxygen for over a year. That, to me, is a miracle. She said our cats no longer have hypersensitivity. They were walking around the house just as free and carefree and content. And she says, and it just makes everybody in this house more relaxed and more balanced. And she looked 20 years younger. She was a retired school teacher, but she had upscaled her do. She had gone from this straight hair to now this curly little funky hairstyle, looking like she belonged in London someplace, London, England. And it just, I just had to reflect upon her life. Could you imagine being on an oxygen machine, having to carry an oxygen canister with you to the grocery store, to church, everywhere you go, you got this third leg, and with the potential of igniting an explosion, and then all of a sudden, you know, in a matter of a few, she's actually was a few weeks, she was completely off of oxygen that she had been dependent upon for the very breath of life. I was totally astounded. And then we went to another home that was out on the countryside, fabulous house. Family had their home done. And I opened the door. When the lady opened the door, I didn't recognize her. She said, Dr. Lally, I have lost 45 pounds since you retrofitted this house. I'm so excited you came by to get my filter changed and I got a chance to show you my new do. She looked 20 years younger. And both of these women are in their mid-60s. But they literally did not look a day over 45. And she was saying how just having the house balanced, she felt more contented, she felt more balanced to be able to engage and manage her lifestyle. Her animals felt better. They were more content and balanced and engaged. And this lady said, you know, this technology has been life-sustaining for me. And I did not recognize her when she opened up that door and was more than 45 pounds skinnier. So, you know, Rod, when the body is balanced, it will heal itself, it will love itself, it will celebrate itself, and that's what you created. You created a celebration in Montreal in Francine's life because you cared enough to share. You cared enough to share. And I appreciate that.
I think you gave her a new life.
Wow. That's saying a mouthful. A new life. And that's what this is all about. The Healthy Smart Homes campaign is a campaign that supports the initiatives of the Office of the Surgeon General and the Center for Disease Control, both out of the Department of Health and Human Services. Why? Because our indoor houses are too toxic. Ladies and gentlemen, we are too toxic. We're being exposed to too many chemicals and too much radiation coming from the electrical current in our homes, as well as from radioactive gases. And having said that, the Office of the Surgeon General has officially announced that January 2016 is the National Radon Testing Month. If you don't know what radon is, let me tell you. If you have radon in your house, it's because the dirt that your house is built in has deposits of uranium. Uranium is a rock. And when that rock decays, it off gases as radon is highly radioactive. And when it's in, and in the winter especially, it gets concentrated. And when it will come in your house as a concentrated gas, then it hits the heat and it will expand. So the winter is more lethal than any other time in the year, because the gas has the potential to be almost double in concentration in your house. And it has nothing to do with if your house is new or old or in between. It has to do with the dirt your house is built in. And so, having said that, I want to give everybody that's listening in tonight a homework assignment. Your homework assignment is to go to Google and type in EPA. That's Edward Paul Apple. EPA radon maps of the United States. When you get to that website, you're going to click on where it says find your state. For example, I'm in California, so I would click on California to look and see where the radon or the uranium deposits are in the state of California. Now, I know Canada, I don't know where your reference point might be, but I'm sure there's some office. Do you know, Rod or Mario, where you would find out where the deposits of radon are in Quebec?
Yeah, I guess the government do has this mapped out.
Okay, terrific. Well, if you can find that information and share the link with us, then I'll be happy to share it on this radio show, because we have to build the awareness. Now, why is it so important to know about radon? Because we once thought that radon caused lung cancer. Well, now we know radon can cause any kind of cancer, and this is the reason why. We thought it caused lung cancer because when you breathe in radon and it metabolizes in the body, it produces alpha particles, and those alpha particles love the lung tissue. They were attached to lung tissue. And so that's why the original theory was that if you had lung cancer, you probably were exposed, had sustained exposure to radon. But now there's a new thought, because we also found out that when you breathe in radon and that radon metabolizes, it's also producing a substance called polonium-210. And polonium has been big in the news because they said they use radon to kill Yasser Arafat. That's a big story that's in the news in the Middle East right now. And so when you breathe in, that polonium-210 actually poisons the blood. And where does blood go? Everywhere in your body. And that's why the new theory, the new advisement coming out of the Environmental Protection Agency under the direction of Lisa Williams, was that radon could cause all kinds of cancers. And that's why you have to know what your numbers are. Our big campaign for 2016 is do the test, know the numbers. You cannot, if you're living in your house and you have not invested in a radon test, this is not a commercial for Home Depot or Lowe's, but I will have to give a shout out to corporations because they do sell very cost effective or cost reduced radon testing kits. Now, some people, you know, like them, some people don't. My thing is, if you know you're living in a state where there are high deposits of uranium, for example, in the state of Ohio, the state of Iowa, the state of Colorado, the state of North Dakota, South Dakota, they are high uranium deposits. My recommendation is people get a digital radon testing kit. You need to know continuously through the winter what your radon levels are at all times. Because even if you have a radon mitigator, as the earth decays, the concentration can be more. and you could have had a radon mitigator installed, and now all of a sudden your exposures are high and the equipment is not adequate to vent your house. Radon is too poisonous for us to continue living with it and ignoring it because we can't see it, we can't smell it, and it's not in our face. It's taking our lives. And that's one of the big things we are talking about, environmental radiation. There are two types of environmental radiation. The first is radioactive gas or radon. That is an ionizing radiation that we have to know. You can get those test kits from Lowe's or Home Depot. You can go to Amazon.com or Google to buy a digital radon testing kit. Testing machine. They're about $200 a piece. And so the second type of radiation in the environment, we've been talking about electromagnetic radiation that comes from everything in your house that's electric, beginning with the electrical current, is giving off radiation. We never thought about it like that before. We never dealt with it before. But now we have to do. We have to know the numbers. We have to do the test. Say that with me. You don't have to yell in the radio, but you can say, we have to know the numbers. We have to do the test. Everybody needs to know what the numbers of radiation are in their homes. The second thing, we're going to be having a class probably next Saturday to learn how to measure the chemical conversions that are in your neighborhood. Did you know that in 2007, then Vice President Al Gore, he launched a movie called The Inconvenient Truth. That movie is available at every, you can download it from Netflix, you can go to your library and get a free copy. But my second homework assignment is that everybody needs to watch that movie. Because in that movie, he really gives a great overview of massive health disparities from the chemical conversion and the radiation conversions in our environment and how we should be concerned. He doesn't talk about the solutions necessarily, but he does talk about the problem. And my thing is, as a registered nurse, if you got a problem, you need to be looking for a solution, and that's why I'm on this microphone tonight. That's why I'm dedicated my life to talking about how can we find solutions to retrofit our environments so our children have a legacy of health? Who cares if we can give them a Lamborghini or $1 million in the bank account if they can't even breathe? And if you've ever seen a child trying to gasp, or any human being trying to gasp for a breath of air, you know it is taunting and tormenting to watch people suffer at that magnitude. If you've ever seen anybody having a seizure, holding on to life by one thin strand of hair, I asked Angel Green, I said, Angel, as a registered nurse, I was always holding my breath when a patient was having one seizure. How in the world does a mother hold on to her sanity when your child is having a seizure every 25 seconds? She said, Dr. Lowry, I've cried every day of her life, asking God, is this the day they'll have a cure? Is this the day that they'll have an answer? I mean, if you've ever seen a parent with an autistic child that she cannot redirect or calm down, who is ballistic and out and just out of control in a state of mania, and you ask that parent, how do you endure this? And on the other side of that, you have an opportunity to make people aware of a source, a potential source of injury that causes these problems, and yet you will say nothing about it? You will do nothing about it? Ladies and gentlemen, with the breath God has given me, my commitment is to say something, to do something, to teach something, to hope for something, to hope with people. And so I'm on this radio today to hold your hand, The hands of your neighbor, the hands of children in your community, the hands of your pastors, the hands of your friends, the hands of your family. Together, we have got to hold each other's hands. We've got to help each other. I had a private clinic in one of the retail stores during Christmas holiday because somebody started telling me they had just come out of the hospital with high blood pressure, rapid heart rate. And I said to the gentleman in the line, I said, sir, let me show you. Put your fingers together and touch this credit card swiping machine. And he immediately became imbalanced. I said, you need to have yourself evaluated for electromagnetic hypersensitivity. I gave him the spiel. Unplug everything electrical around your bed. Sleep with your head at the foot of the bed. And get yourself evaluated for electromagnetic hypersensitivity. Now, what did it take? It didn't cost me anything. It cost me 3 minutes of my time to be concerned, to show him a test that he could do and he could replicate and he could pull up on Google and he could evaluate and to give him some information that just may save his life. And that's why we're on this, that's why we're on the conversation tonight. That's why we're on this radio having this conversation, because we love one another enough to say, I'll hope with you. I'll engage the battle with you. I'll engage the journey with you because it's really not a battle. This is a journey. Some people were resistant, but the message has gotten louder. Now that we have Developing a Healthy Home written by the Center for Disease Control and a national call to action to promote healthy homes that has been penned by the Office of the Surgeon General, we have shoulders to stand on. Now that OSHA has revised Regulation 1910.33(3)A, I'll give that to you again. Regulation 1910.333(a). I'll give it to you one more time. Regulation 19110.333(a), which says if your employee is working with any energized machinery, meaning that anything that plugs in, you have to give them protective gear. And that's why I will continue to celebrate Microsoft Office, Compaq Computer, Sony for the Wii games, and Hewlett Packard for standing, for making a stand of righteousness, for saying we care about the consumers that we that love us and buy our products. And we're not going to perpetrate a fraud against their health or their future. We may not know what the solution is, and we may not know where the solution lies, but we will tell the world there is a problem that's arising, serious injuries that's coming out of the use of keyboards. To me, that's responsible governance. To me, that's rendering hope. To me, that's a call to action. Somebody help find a solution. And we may not be 100% there yet, but certainly the nanobio balancer, the flat battery, nanotechnology line is an amazing green technology that has won 2 gold medals and has a letter of commendation from the governor of the state of Pennsylvania, one from the mayor of Pittsburgh, and has been helping people. People are proclaiming around North America and in France and Africa that they are getting relief from arthritis, seizures, and other debilitating illnesses. And even though the technology was not engineered to treat, to diagnose, to cure, or to prevent disease, it is an electrical safety device designed to block static radiation. That's what it does. But it has had tremendous benefits, especially when these nanophysicists that work with water energetics told me, Dr. O'Reilly, on the HANA ORP instruments, the nanobio balancer will increase oxygen saturation in the water by almost 100%. That is fabulous. That's phenomenal. That explains why in 2015 we had three farmers on this line talking about how it impacted plant health, especially soy farmers talking about how it doubled the size of the soy plants, made them strong, robust in color, and increased in size by almost 100%. It was tremendous what Rod shared with us from Canada about how his experiment with the NanoBioBalancer energizing the water produced phenomenal tomato plants and hibiscus trees, and his neighbor had the audacity to energize water and water his tomato garden and produce 1 pound tomatoes. When we give life oxygen, when we give life balance, it will live and produce to the highest point of yield. And I'm so excited because nobody would ever believe that just 4 months ago I was hit by a 6-ton truck. Nobody would believe I was knocked to the ground. The truck ran up over me. I had to scream and call on God, and I felt the angel of the Lord under that truck with me, and somebody blocked the intersection so that truck could not roll out and crush me dead. I'm a miracle, and I give thanks to God for my life tonight. And with this breath that he has given me, with the mercy and grace by which he spared my life trapped under a 6-ton utility truck, it hit me so hard I was lifeless. I thought I had severed my spinal cord because I couldn't even feel my legs. When they took me by ambulance to the hospital, my legs were spasming as if I was cut at the waist and they were having an afterlife reflex. It was a tremendous experience, but I knew then my life is special, that I had a special call in my life, and that call is to bring forth the grace of God, the mercy of God through this technology, and that's why I give him the glory, and that's why I celebrate. Nathan, I want you to know I celebrate you for the strength that you give me to be on this airwave. That week in and week out, every time we have our little pre-show conference call, you just answer the phone with joy, and that joy picks me up, and that joy affirms me, and that joy makes me to feel your love, and that joy strengthens me. And then I have the joy of Ida, who came to me with this bigger-than-life smile. I mean, she is walking sunshine, who encourages me, and every time I get close to her, she comes out to see me and encourages me and encourages, speaks to the people that I'm speaking to and supports us with testing. I mean, I love you guys. How rich am I to have people with so much grace and mercy? You can't find grace and mercy in the earth. I'm so blessed to have people from Canada, Mario, who has committed his life to helping others, who's on the farm, the biggest farm I've ever seen, and being concerned about the welfare of cattle that were dying in half their lifetime, and being concerned about people in his community. I love you for loving life. I love you for giving me strength to stand. I love you for giving me the encouragement to climb. And for Rod, you know, you've been great inspiration, opening up my mind, my heart, my ingenuity, my ability to investigate, to go further. You have pulled me and stretched me and stretched my mind. Our conversations are so enlightening and stimulate, thought-provoking. To Heather, my angel, my guardian angel, my God-given daughter, who has been so amazing helping me to be focused and helping me to go forward and to encounter and to deal with everything that is supporting us with marketing and trying to move this product forward. And I'm so excited about 2016 because so many things we've been working on for so long are coming to fruition. And we have proclaimed help is coming. Help is coming in a way that the world will be able to touch this technology. The world will be able to use this technology. And children from the four corners of the earth will be able to cease from seizing. We're so excited about the hope that this technology may render hope and may be a tool, an instrument in the hand of the doctors who are seeking to arrest these seizures in their children. This technology will be a tool in the hand of doctors who are seeking to stop debilitating arthritis and debilitating lupus. This technology will be a hope in the hands of doctors who are seeking to help with inflammation and help with irregular hearts. I am just so grateful. We have a firefighter who shared with me. He said, "Dr. Lally, my heart has been racing. I've had an irregular heart rate for the last 18 years. And I want you to know, with it, after you did my house, that's the first night I have slept totally through the night without my heart racing." He said it felt so good to get an excellent night's sleep. So the phone lines are open for anyone that wants to share their New Year's resolution, their Merry Christmas or holiday cheer. I'm going to turn it over to you because it's now time to say good night. Anybody want to share anything else?
Well, bonne année à tous.
Thank you, Mario. Happy New Year to you in English to your friends.
That means Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year, Mario,
Rod.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone. And I look forward to the days ahead being so exciting for the hope that is before us. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.